If you're ever fortunate enough to observe dolphins in the wild, you may see some interesting behavior.
For example, you may see a dolphin with an octopus in its mouth, shaking it from side to side, whacking it on the water's surface, tossing it into the air, and then retrieving the octopus to do it again.
And you may ask yourself, what's going on? Is the dolphin playing with the octopus or torturing it?
Nope. In fact, the dolphin is simply doing what it can to tenderize the octopus and make sure it's limp so the octopus doesn't suffocate the dolphin as it eats the octopus.
You see, the octopus is an interesting animal. Not only does it have 8 arms, but each one of those arms has a mind of its own, literally. Something like 2/3 of an octopus's neurons are in its arms, meaning that each arm has a sort of built-in brain that allows it to operate independently.
And those self-reliant arms can be deadly for hungry dolphins, even if the octopus to which they're attached is technically dead.
For instance, marine scientists in Australia have found at least 2 dead dolphins that were suffocated when trying to swallow octopus, as they were found with octopus arms lodged in their throats and the arms hanging out of their mouths.
To avoid this situation, bottlenose dolphins in some populations, such as in temperate Australia, have learned to try to dismember octopuses by shaking and tossing them around on the water's surface. Evidently, breaking an octopus into parts before eating it lowers the risk of vengeful arms making the dolphin pay the ultimate price for a meal.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.